O mine own sweetheart, and when wilt thou be true? Or when will the time come that I shall marry you? That I may give you kisses, one, two, or three, more sweeter than the honey that comes from the bee. My father is unwilling that I should marry thee, yet I could wish in heart that so the same might be. For now methinks thou seemest more lovely unto me, and fresher than the blossoms that blooms upon the tree. Thy mother is most willing, and will consent, I know. Then let us to thy father now both together go, where if he give us his good will and to our match agree, 'twill be sweeter than the honey that comes from the bee. Come, go, for I am willing, good fortune be our guide. From that which I have promised, dear heart, I'll never slide. If that he do but smile, and I the same may see, 'tis sweeter than the blossoms that blooms upon the tree. But stay, here comes my mother, we'll talk with her a word. I doubt not but some comfort to us she may afford. If comfort she will give us that we the same may see, 'twill be sweeter than the honey that comes from the bee. O mother, we are going, my father, for to pray, that he will give me his good will, for long I cannot stay. A young man I have chosen, a fitting match for me, more fairer than the blossoms that blooms upon the tree. Daughter, thou art old enough to be a wedded wife. You maidens are desirous to lead a married life. Then my consent, good daughter, shall to thy wishes be. For young thou art as blossoms that bloom upon the tree. Then, mother, you are willing your daughter I should have. And Susan, thou art welcome, I'll keep thee fine and brave, and have those wished blessings bestowed upon thee, more sweeter than the honey that comes from the bee. Yet, Simon, I am minded to lead a merry life, and be as well maintained as any city wife, and live a gallant mistress of maidens that shall be, more fairer than the blossoms that bloom upon the tree. Thou shalt have thy caudles before thou dost arise, for churlishness breeds sickness, and danger therein lies. Young lasses must be cherished with sweets that dainty be, far sweeter than the honey that cometh from the bee. Well said, good son and daughter, this is the only diet, to please a dainty young wife and keep the house in quiet. But stay, here comes your father, his words I hope will be more sweeter than the blossoms that bloom upon the tree. Why, how now, daughter Susan, do you intend to marry? Maidens in the old time did 20 winters tarry. Now in the teens no sooner, but you a wife will be, and lose the sweetest blossoms that blooms upon the tree. It is for my preferment, good father, say not nay, for I have found a husband kind and loving every way, that still unto my fancy will evermore agree, which is more sweet than honey that comes from the bee. Hinder not your daughter, good husband, lest you bring her love's consuming sickness, or else a worser thing. Maidens youngly married, loving wives will be, as sweet as is the honey which comes from the bee. Good father, be not cruel, your daughter is mine own. Her mother hath consented, and is to liking grown. And if yourself will give then her gentle hand to me, 'twill sweeter be than honey that comes from the bee. God give thee joy, dear daughter, there is no reason I should hinder thy proceeding, and thou a maiden die, and after to lead apes in hell as maidens doomed be, that fairer are than blossoms that bloom upon the tree. Then let's to the parson and clerk to say amen. With all my heart, good Simon, we are concluded then. My father and mother both do willingly agree. My Simon, sweet as honey that comes from the bee. You maidens and bachelors, we hope we'll lose no time, which learn it by experience that youth is in their prime, and daily in their hearts desire young married folks to be more sweeter than the blossoms that bloom from the tree.